Welcome to the Kimberly Wenya podcast. I'm Kimberly, your host, manifestation and mindset mentor. Here, we talk all things contemporary manifestation for the modern woman looking to align her life with her wildest dreams. We talk energy, money, the universe, love and relationships, and more. Each episode holds golden tools, heart-led concepts, and universal principles to help you rise to your full potential. Get ready to embody a brand new version of you. Ready? Let's dive in. Hi, girls, and welcome back to the Kimberly Wenya podcast. Today, we have a beautiful interview with Eva Tsangarava. I hope I said her last name right because the last time I tried to say it, I totally butchered it. So Eva, if you're listening, please let me know if I said it correctly. And she is the co-founder of Zala Crystals. Her and her partner both sell crystals ethically sourced in Melbourne, Victoria. So I get so many questions about, are crystals vibrational? How do they work with healing? So I love to gain the perspective of people who are most inspired with these topics and to delve into their wisdom and just their mindset when it comes to these things. So if you are looking for a modern girl chat around crystals and how to use them in your daily routine, for instance, in your morning routine, if you're looking for ways that you can use your crystals, including also how you can sleep with them and have certain dreams, some really exciting things that we explore today, then keep on listening. What I really like about this interview between Eva and I is that she gives some really good recommendations of some crystals that I personally haven't heard of before and that aren't your general kind of like everybody says the same kind of crystal for that certain topic. For example, everybody says that rose quartz is good for self-care, but what I like about Eva's answers is that she gives some crystals that are kind of more rare. And so especially if you're somebody who has a lot of knowledge on crystals already, or you kind of got like a general knowledge, you will definitely enjoy this episode. I first met Eva through Instagram because I love her Instagram feed. Her and her partner just have amazing images on there, beautifully designed, and it's very aligned with the kind of modern girl take that we love to have at KW. So let's not beat around the bush. Let's get straight to the episode and the interview. Enjoy. Hi, girls, and welcome back to the Kimberly Wenya podcast. I have a really exciting interview today with Eva from Zala Crystals. Zala Crystals is such a beautiful, beautiful brand that I have come across on Instagram, and they sell crystals here in Melbourne. And I thought, what better than to have Eva come into the podcast and do a beautiful guide on crystals. We've spoken about them a couple times in the past, but today I really wanted to do an update on just crystals in general, how they work, etc. So Eva, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Kimberly, for having me over. It is definitely my pleasure to be able to talk to your audience today, and I think it's going to be a very exciting chat.
Yes, amazing. Okay, so Eva has gifted us with her time to talk about all things crystals and healing and everything. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about how you got into crystals? Because you own this beautiful brand. Like, it's the most aesthetically pleasing brand that I've seen that sells crystals on Instagram. You guys have to check them out. So yeah, do you want to give us a little bit of the background of how you got into this?
Definitely. So thank you so much for saying that. I'm definitely all about aesthetics, so it is very important for me to represent in the best way possible. I have gotten into crystals a very long time ago, actually. It dates back to when I was a child, and I used to visit my grandma in the village in Slovakia where I come from, and she'd have all these beautiful minerals just popping from the ground behind her house, literally. And I'd be just collecting them as a little girl and being super drawn to different shapes and colors. But as I was growing up and I became a teenager, I guess it just wasn't really in my mind because it wasn't really the cool thing to do, you know, back in the day. So I got a little bit away from that. However, when I was around 17 or 18, I kind of came back to crystals again through my jewelry brand that I was running in Egypt. And that's how I got reconnected with crystals and different gemstones again. And I felt very mesmerized by the feeling of me wearing it and people being so drawn to it. But then I left Egypt for another couple of years because I went to study sustainable fashion design in Copenhagen. So I kind of had to go away from that again because nobody was supervising my workshop. So then when I met my current partner, Jason, who is also the co-founder of Zala, he kind of reintroduced me to crystals for the third time. And third time lucky. And he actually founded the company when he was living in India. And that's how I got into it. So when I moved to Australia from Egypt, I became pretty much on board with everything in Zala. And we just made this baby grow to what it became now.
That is so incredible. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who's like, wow, Slovakia, Egypt, India, like you guys are so just so diverse with where you've been and so well traveled. So that is so cool as well. Okay, so amazing. Let's talk about how crystals work. And I'm really interested to know your take on their vibration. Do you know anything about how their molecular structure affects their vibration, etc.? Let us know. What's the download on this?
Well, crystals are basically living beings like everything else around us, whether that's plants or people or animals. We are all living in terms of breathing, expanding. Crystals also have pores that they breathe through and they're ever evolving. So I'd say that, you know, it's such a beautiful gift from nature to have in this world and in this dimension to work with. So in terms of the actual work of crystals, they all have a different frequency, obviously based on what elements they're made out of. Crystals coming from India can be completely different to crystals coming from Australia or, you know, Brazil or any other place. And I have found crystals to be very effective as a modality for myself to work with. And when I first started Zala, I was kind of just learning about them with everybody else from our audience. I didn't really know too much about it. So the way I learned about crystals was from my personal experience and from feeling their energy more than reading any books or taking any courses, really. And crystals actually have the ability to attune to their owner's energy. And
wow. That's why
this is very fascinating, right? They definitely have their own consciousness. And when they attune to their owner's energy and vibration, they're able to then work alongside with the owner. Hence why I find it really important to actually, you know, have a vision for the crystal that anyone wants to work with, have an intention and program the crystal in a way that we feel would benefit us the most.
That is so cool. And I feel like I really, when you said that they attune to your energy, I feel like when I first get a crystal, it feels super foreign energetically. And then as I use it over time, or I just have it in my home over time, I feel like it kind of like absorbs my energy in a weird way. And it kind of is like, okay, I'm here for you. That's kind of how I feel it works. Is that kind of what you're saying as well?
Definitely, yes. Like I have gotten new crystals various times and it's taken me a little while to get used to working with them because they're, like I said, they're all so different, right? So it does take a little moment to just really understand like how is this crystal actually going to benefit me? But the most important thing that I would love to mention in terms of the healing power of crystals is that crystals are not going to work on their own. They are definitely here to help us with the journey that we're on, but it definitely needs a lot of self-inquiry and tapping into your own self in order to be able to work with such modality. Because like you mentioned, it is mostly very energetic work, and energetic work is something that we can't always see, you know, in this physical plane. So it takes a little bit of that intuition. Actually, it takes a strong intuition to be able to really tap into that energy and understand, you know, how is that energetic transfer happening between me and my crystal, for example.
Yeah. So do you have an experience or a story or just an example of the difference between how crystals may work before versus after they tune to you, to your energy?
Well, I have plenty of experience when it comes to, you know, crystals. And I think some of the most significant ones that I would like to mention is that when I was a little younger, I used to have this thing that I would just be saying a lot of random things that were maybe not even that true, you know, but like little white lies and just things like that. And I would get a lot of tonsillitis. So I constantly had a sore throat. Each season something came up and I got a sore throat. And that was the first time that I really started looking into what is actually going on with my throat chakra. It was the time when I started getting familiar with the whole energetic and holistic healing. And there was this particular stone that I was very drawn to at the time, and it was Kevinsite. And now this Kevinsite is really engaging with the throat, and it allowed me to start clearing a lot of the energetic blockages that I had and a lot of my old habits that I had when it comes to speaking my truth or not speaking my truth when I was supposed to. And after I finished with a few practices and rituals, it was obviously happening for a longer period. It didn't happen overnight. It was a process. But once I got into that, you know, I've never actually had tonsillitis ever since. And it's been like maybe like 2 or 3 years now.
That's incredible. And so when did the crystal tune itself to you? Because I'm really wondering, like, can it really impact you if you haven't tuned into its energy? Or did this happen, you know, whilst it was tuning to you?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because people do come to our store searching for crystals that they don't have, but they're already feeling drawn to them. Mm-hmm. So it almost makes me feel like the crystal is attuning even before it is physically with you, because you know, its energetic field is obviously very large, and so is ours. So in some interesting way, I feel that we are very connected to minerals, and we know exactly what to go for, even though we don't actually have them physically with us.
That's so amazing. That's really cool. Awesome. And so you've had this experience with, was it Kevinsite? And I just did a Google, and it's this really like spiky looking kind of crystal, like blue, right? Because the throat chakra is blue ultimately, which is so cool. And I also agree. I feel like whenever I have had some throat issues, it can be due to what I'm saying. And then I've loved to use personally like blue lace agate. That's my favorite one when it comes to my throat chakra. But I definitely want to check out this Kevinsite one you've talked about.
Definitely.
Awesome. Okay, so let's get into manifestation and crystals. Are there any specific crystals that you would recommend for manifestation, just first off?
Well, I would say that it really depends on what kind of manifestation it is, because manifestation as a word is quite broad, and it really depends whether the person would like to manifest, you know, financial abundance or love or just anything like more specific than that. But there is two types of crystals that are very generic in terms of manifestation, and they're also my favorite. One of them is calcite, and the second one is clear quartz. Now, calcite actually comes in few different shades and colors and types, I'd say. Clear quartz is quite well known, and it is also the master healer. We like to call it that because its energy is very powerful, and it's also got the, you know, very, very strong intensity. So when it's combined with other crystals for a specific topic, perhaps, they help to amplify the energy of that, you know, particular theme that you're going for. And so does calcite. Calcite is actually my number one when it comes to manifestation.
Wow.
I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but it's this beautiful cubic looking clear chunk. It's just so gorgeous. And it's because it's so clear, and because it is optical calcite, it has the ability to amplify all the energies that are flowing through. And so it's very suitable for things like distant healing or manifesting.
This is so cool. And I like how you gave some really different crystals, because in the past we've heard stuff like citrine, which is great for abundance. But I love your take on how these are great for globally amplification, right? Energetically.
Yes, definitely. If the person is perhaps interested in, you know, working with things like money abundance, this is a very common question in the crystal field, like how can I, you know, attract money abundance? And I wouldn't really say that there is a specific crystal that is really going to unlock the money flow in anyone's life. Like I mentioned before, it does take a lot of self-inquiry and a lot of self-work in order to be able to work through those blockages that may arise in the money flow. But two specific ones that I also thought about was garnet. Garnet is an extremely powerful crystal that actually comes from my birthplace, so from Czechoslovakia, back in the days. And garnet was also used in ancient Egypt. So it is a very powerful crystal for root chakra and abundance in general. And because it offers that sense of grounding, that's where really, you know, the financial security and stability comes through as well. And with the second one, it's crocoid. And crocoid is a very interesting and very bright orange looking spiky crystal from Tasmania. It is mainly engaging with the root and the sacral chakra. And so because we know that, you know, sexual energy, for example, is very connected to manifestation and turning things into reality, like really creating that flow of, you know, the, not just the desire, but knowing how to like turn that desire into a higher purpose. That's where, you know, the sacral chakra comes through. So I definitely say that calcite, garnet, crocoid and clear quartz would be my favorite picks for this kind of stuff.
Awesome. So would those four crystals be for manifestation in general, or for money and abundance, or you, what do you think in terms of how we would categorize them?
I would say that calcite and clear quartz could definitely be connected with other crystals to amplify their energy and help with the abundance, and garnet and crocoid specifically for financial abundance.
Beautiful. Okay. And for those wondering, crocoid, I just Googled it. It's C-R-O-C-O-I-T-E, and it's this really like spiky looking. I've never seen this before. This is from Tasmania.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That is very really powerful as well. It's amazing. Actually, this crystal doesn't even need to be held in anyone's hand in order to its energy to be absorbed. So that's kind of like a fun fact about it. That's how strong it is.
Wow. And it's, it looks like it's like chips, like matchsticks almost.
Bit of fire.
Yeah, that is so cool. Awesome. Okay, so what are some crystals that you'd recommend for self-care? Whether it's like, I think actually we might redesign this question, because I really do adore how you said that you can't just be like, this crystal's good for manifesting money and like this crystal's good for, because every single person's different and the block or the resistance that they're facing might be fixed with something else that might then open their energy to money, correct? So let's just talk about in general, how would someone find the perfect crystal, you know, in terms of what their blockage is? What is like a ritual you recommend or a process that you'd go through in order to do that?
When it comes to finding the perfect crystal, I find it very changing. So it really is important for the person looking for the crystal to tap into their energy in that current moment, because we always change and we always evolve. So do our needs. And you know, I have seen a lot of people coming to purchase crystals with a very specific idea of what they want, which is amazing. That's like lovely. But some people come and they don't know at all what they want or what they would need. You know, they just feel like a crystal would be perfect in their life right now as a beautiful addition to add. I would definitely recommend listening to one's intuition as a number one practice. And it is really the only practice that I would recommend, because listening to our body and tapping into that inner world that we have can then remove the judgment and remove the thinking and the logical mind from the entire process. Because, you know, sometimes you feel drawn to something and then you come to the store and you're like, oh, I don't know, like, this is not really what I want. You know, I maybe want something else. So really, like, the best way to avoid confusion is not to give the logical mind too much attention, but just feel, like hold the crystal, you know, in case you're in store, obviously, hold it in your hand, see if there is any like tingling happening in hand or, you know, in any part of the body, if you're feeling any like energetic shifts as soon as you hold it. Usually if the crystal is really perfect for you, you'd know straight away that this is it without even having to think about it twice.
I love this so much, and I love the detail that you go to. Like you might get tingling in your fingers, or like a full body kind of like moment where you're like, oh, this feels really, really good for my energy. Mm-hmm. I feel like whenever I've gone into stores and I'm like, having a look and touching things, and this is before COVID, right? Because now you don't really want to touch everything. But basically, I just remember going in there, and every time would be different. Like some days I want this, some days I want that, and it just feels right. It's almost like it's like a knowing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the inner knowing, but in order to really hear that inner knowing, we need to switch off the external knowing. Yeah. You know, with the brain, because the brain is always our best friend.
Exactly. And actually, that's such a good thing that you brought up, because I've had times where I've gone into a crystal shop being like, I'm going to get this crystal, because maybe I've heard it somewhere. I'll walk in and I'll look at it and I'm like, I don't want this crystal. And I'm like, I want that crystal instead. And I think that that's like an example of where I've really done what you've said, which is just to calm down the brain and listen to your heart instead. Awesome. Okay. And so for some of us, it's actually pretty rare to come across an in-store store. I think it's becoming more popular now, but for those who can only get crystals online, do you have a little process that you would recommend them go through in order to find what is good for them? Hey girl, so I'm just here to drop a little love on a free class that I have created just for you. Have you ever wondered why your manifestation hasn't come true just yet? Maybe you've tried everything, the journaling, the visualizing, the feeling, but you still can't understand why it's not working. If this is you, I hear you. This is exactly why I created the Truth About Manifestation 13 Reasons Why Your Manifestation Hasn't Come True free masterclass. Just a little quick tip, screenshot the slides as you go so that you can refer back to them later. To join, just head to the show notes and the link will be there waiting for you. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
I feel that with the right crystal for the person, I feel that they're going to know even if they don't hold it in their hand, like they're just going to see it. Because the inner knowing comes from, you know, even like one sense being engaged, which is the sight. I kind of feel that, like I said, there's not too much thinking about it, just looking perhaps, you know, at the colors. If I know it's not actually very easy to see the crystals properly, and that's why in Zala we really promote selling crystals through our Instagram stories and through the videos, because you know, the person has a chance to see the crystal from every single angle and can make a better judgment if this is the one for them or not. Because photos can't really do justice to crystals too much, to be honest. It's very hard sometimes, like, really feel that out. So perhaps if you're purchasing from a store that doesn't do videos, then, you know, maybe ask if they can take a video for you so that you can see all the angles and really feel it out and even sit on it. I would say that making rush decisions when it comes to crystals is sometimes not the best, because we may purchase something that we maybe purchased out of FOMO, or, you know, like things were just like rushed. So I always say, if you're indecisive or you have something to think about, or like, you know, you're not 100% sure, maybe just sit with it. If the inner voice is not coming on straight out after, maybe it's going to come tomorrow, maybe after tomorrow. And if the crystal is really meant for you, then it will still be there in those few days' time.
Yeah, and I really resonate with how you said don't rush to buy a crystal, because I remember I was in New York back in 2018 and I was like, oh my gosh, I've never been here before, and I found this crystal shop with my best friend and we walked in and I was like, I have to buy something. And I bought this blue calcite crystal. Never felt like it resonated ever since I've bought it. Like, I feel like I should give it away. So I definitely feel the same way. Like, don't buy something just because you're like, I need a crystal. Like, make sure you listen to your intuition for sure.
Definitely. And also, you know, crystals are a natural resource. So it is very important to be mindful of their consumption.
Yes.
It's about the ethical sourcing, but also the ethical consumerism. And I always say that it is so important to engage with the crystals we have, because what's the point of having 20 or 30 and in only spending time with two, and then the rest has been taken out of the ground for nothing, you know, or it's just sitting there like dusting. So it's really important to be appreciative of their presence in our home and treat them with respect and really spend that time with it, like really create that connection if we would like this crystal to work for us or with us.
Yeah, and I really love how you said that, because even more so that whenever I see this crystal, I'm always like, who do I know who this really suits? And because I feel like, you know, I don't want it to just be in my home collecting dust. I want it to serve somebody, because it was dug out of the quarry. It was, you know, brought out of the earth, and I want it to be used well. So I think that's such a beautiful point. And actually, now that we're talking about this topic, I think that this is getting more popular now, but how do we know if crystals are ethically sourced?
Having an ethical sourcing label in the bio has been a very popular thing to do, even without really considering what the ethical sourcing really and truly is. So it is a very good question, very important one. I mean, evidence is obviously the best way to go. If the store has evidence to show, you know, what the process is of how the crystals are being extracted from the earth and what kind of people are getting them and what's the entire value chain that's involved, that is really something that cannot be replaced by anything, because people can tell you, you know, we're ethically sourced, but then if there is no evidence, it's just really hard to believe it these days, as there is just such a massive flux of, you know, fake green businesses these days. So yeah, really seeing evidence and perhaps asking questions if there is no evidence, because maybe the person, maybe the shop owner didn't get a chance to travel to that place yet and still is, you know, involved in ethical practices. Then in that case, they'd be able to answer questions. And as a shopper, nobody has to hold back on asking questions, because, you know, asking questions is important. If the store cannot answer the questions or are avoiding the questions, then perhaps, you know, that's some question marks arising or something maybe fishy a little bit. And feeling the energy, let's just not underestimate that point as well. I personally find that if the crystals are not coming from a very high vibe source, then I can definitely feel it. And maybe that's because I've been working with crystals for a long time and I've come across many different crystals. For someone who's just getting into it, then that can be definitely confusing, because they're like, I don't really know what to feel or what to look for. But again, I feel that inner voice will tell you eventually, how is this store looking? You know, are they legit? Are they really, do they have high values? Do they embody their values as well? Like, all of these little signs are important to look at. And definitely the way the marketing is set up, because sometimes it's very often, like we can see it very often, that there is a lot of sales and Black Friday and, you know, just moving the crystals and making it very mass kind of feeling, you know, like when you're selling something from a factory. I think that those ones that are really involved in the ethical practices will have a slightly different marketing as well, and really talking about the importance of mindful consumerism in order to really appreciate and cherish Mother Nature.
Amazing. Okay, so I would love to get into some beautiful rituals that you would recommend. I'm sure that there are many girls listening who are like, I want to know how to cleanse my crystals. I want to know how to use them with journaling or whatever that is. So let's just start with the cleaning, right? Because when you do get a new crystal, you want to cleanse it. You want to make sure that it's, you know, not carrying any bad juju. So what are your favorite ways of cleansing crystals?
I find taking crystals to cleanse them in nature the most appealing to me, because that is in a way my self-care ritual at the same time. So the easiest way to clean crystals, if we can get a chance to go to nature, is obviously with, you know, Palo Santo or sage or frankincense resins, which I actually love using the most. But like I said, my favorite ritual is to take my crystals to either a forest or a waterfall or a beach. Any kind of running water is very powerful in terms of washing away any energy that may be stagnant or not serving us anymore. So water, yeah, like going to the beach and swimming with my crystals has been just so powerful, because it's not just the crystals that feel cleansed and recharged, but it's also myself, because I'm literally harnessing the energy of the waves with me. So that's a lovely practice. Also, I love to bury my crystals, whether that's in sand or in the ground. Both work very well. And sometimes we don't have a chance to do any of these. So a very simple practice to cleanse the crystal would also be intentional. So just hold the crystal and, you know, imagine and really like tap into it. Whatever energy is no longer serving us, or, you know, whatever energy may have come from either the previous owner or may have been accumulated during the travel, just, you know, really letting it go. And we don't realize, but our thoughts can be very powerful, sometimes equally as powerful as any other modality, really.
That is so cool.
Yeah, in terms of charging it, I love to pop them in the sun. Like, I'm not really the moon kind of person that much. I mean, I love working with the moon and with the energy of the moon, but I don't necessarily charge my crystals that often in the moon. I love to charge them in the sun, given that it's a type of crystal that can actually be in the sun, because some can't. Like, some crystals that are from the apophyllite family, for example, like green apophyllite or fluorite or, you know, things like that, they actually fade in the sun.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea. I've been putting them in the sun all the time.
Well, as long as you're not fading, that's all good. But like amethyst, for example, is definitely going to fade away in the sun.
Wow. Okay, this is new to me. I did not know this. Thank you for sharing this. Okay, so I have a couple of questions just on, based on the things that you already told us, based on cleansing and charging. So going back to the cleansing at the beach, you said that you swim with your crystals. I would love to know what specifics are involved when it comes to swimming with your crystals, because like, you don't want to drop them, you don't want to lose them. So what do you do? Do you carry a bag with you? Do you have a Ziploc bag? Like, how do you manage that?
Honestly, I just hold it. Like, I'm not like I'm not going to like deep waters, yeah. You know, swimming, just splashing around, like, you know, right. Having fun in the water, like not too deep, just kind of shallow, because obviously like we don't want to drop anything.
Yeah.
But I'm positive, like I hold it very tight, you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. And then what is the difference? Oh, and also burying your crystals. Do you just do that in your backyard, or like where would you bury them?
Well, I usually do it when I actually go somewhere and I have a chance to relax. Like, I only bury them for like 20, 30 minutes or so. So if I'm at the beach, like I just dig a hole in the sand and I pop it in there. If I'm in the forest, then I just dig a hole in the ground and just pop it in there. But I always like, you know, I take this time to perhaps just sit down and wind down in the forest nearby, so I don't forget the crystal there, obviously.
Yeah, because it would suck if you're like, where did I bury them? But that would be, it would be quite funny, but very sad. That's so awesome. Okay, I love this. Now, what is the difference between cleansing and charging? For the girls who don't know, what does charging actually do to your crystals?
So in terms of cleansing, sometimes, you know, crystals have gone for a long process in order to get to the person. So that can be the shipping, you know, posting, or even just the place where they got it from. Like, I specifically talk about warehouses and places of this sort when I have seen a lot of crystals been sitting there for ages, and, you know, then they feel a little bit low vibe. So, you know, you want to like kind of cleanse it from the energy that they've been, so that they can absorb your energy or the energy that's new. So letting go of the old and inviting the new. And the difference between cleansing and charging is that the cleansing process allows the crystal to kind of reset and recalibrate, be like a blank canvas. And charging is in order for it to, like you don't always have to cleanse the crystals. Like for instance, if you've had them for a while and you perhaps haven't really worked with it too much, but it just feels a little bit dull, a little bit faded maybe, or like the color has been becoming not as vibrant as it once used to be, then maybe it's time to just charge it, you know, and put it in the sunshine in case it can. In case it can't, then, you know, pop it in running water or like pop it in under the moonlight. New moon or a full moon could work. Even I think fire can also charge crystals, because if we
really think,
yeah, like some crystals can be also popped into the fire, which is very interesting that the fire is so powerful and can literally transfer the fire element inside of them and can make them really, you know, highly energetic. So yeah. That's really
so cool. I feel like everyone, if you're going to do the fire one, which maybe do that like as an experiment with something you're not too, I feel like that's so, like, what if it just charred it?
I know. I haven't really tried it too much. Like I only sometimes just place a candle nearby so that the element of fire is still there. But I haven't really like popped it into the actual fire pit.
Okay, I was gonna say, whoa, like I can just imagine someone chucking some quartz into a fire and being like, and then it just like comes out smoking. But clean. That's so cool. Okay, so I would love to know, do you use crystals in your morning routine, and if so, how?
I do use crystals in my morning routine. My morning routine actually used to be really complex. Even a few months ago, I was very solid on my routine and I had so many steps that I was like going through on a daily basis. But to be honest, I've kind of shifted my mindset around that, because I realized that having a very rigid and very like set and active morning routine can sometimes turn me off from doing it, because sometimes I wake up and I don't actually feel like spending 2 hours in my morning routine, which I once did. So I usually use crystals for meditation. Meditation is my daily essential that I try not to skip. I mean, there's definitely days when I don't meditate. However, I stick to most of the days, and I usually choose crystals on daily basis. Like, you know, it can be a different crystal each day, or it can be the same crystal for a period of 1 week, or just whatever really feels right to me. And I would use them when I'm actually like sitting with them in silence and just really seeing like what thoughts are arising, or, you know, what kind of feelings are arising within my body when I'm sitting with that specific crystal. Well, sometimes, you know, I feel a little bit like I feel a certain way and I know that, okay, this crystal is going to perhaps help me to feel other way or help me to identify the feeling. So I go and I choose a specific one that I want to work with. Other days I just come to my shelf and I'm like, okay, what is it today? I like pick one, you know. But I also really love to do yoga with my crystals. I actually use big crystals as like instead of weights. So I have a crystal weight, because I've got some pretty big crystals in here. So I love to use them as like actually like to help me exercise, and I like lift it and do yoga with it.
Like as an actual weight. Oh yeah. My gosh, I thought you meant like a paper weight for some reason. I don't know why I had that image instead of like an actual workout weight. That is so cool.
It's really good, because I always just imagine that it's like, all right, it's giving me the power to continue and to actually lift, like, you know, it's like me, and at the same time, like, it's healing me, and at the same time, like, I'm actually working out, getting fit, you know, so there's so many things going on at the same time.
That is so funny. It's like a huge festival.
And my last one is a crystal massage. On some days, in the morning, I feel like I want to drop into my feminine more and, you know, get in touch with my body and honor myself with my physical touch. And so I'd be using different types of crystals to massage myself. And like, I personally love, and it's my favorite practice, abdominal massage. And abdominal massage is something that has really helped me to obviously like help with my digestion big time, because there's a lot of like stuck energy in our abdominals. And if we talk about manifestation, for example, you know, then our solar plexus, which is essentially our gut and our digestive system, is pretty much the seed of manifestation. So if, for example, one day I wake up and I feel a bit sluggish, or I feel like, you know, my tummy is like a bit bloated, or I'm not as flat, or I'm just a bit slow, then I like to give myself a nice abdominal massage with a crystal, or even just pop specific crystals on specific points in my body and rest. So there's really plenty of practices that we can do, not just necessarily in our morning routine, but really any time of the day if we really want to absorb that energy.
Awesome. Okay, so there's so many ideas that many of us can start to do already. I would love to know about crystal placement in our homes, right? So I got a brief view of your beautiful crystal shelf before we had the video on. And so for people who maybe we don't have as many crystals, but are there places that they would prefer to be? Is it bad to have crystals in your room? I know that some people say that it's good to avoid having crystals in your room because apparently they've got, you know, a lot of energy and can stop you from sleeping. But what are your thoughts on these topics?
I would say that it's definitely great to be mindful and aware of what kind of energy the crystals are giving out, because yes, it can be. I wouldn't really say that it's a bad thing to have a crystal in a room, but certain crystals are very high vibrational and they can interact with our sleeping pattern in a way that is perhaps not really serving us. But there are specific crystals that are suited specifically for sleeping issues. So I would probably suggest, you know, having those ones in the bedroom, something that's more calming and soothing, perhaps something like crocoid, you know, for engaging more fire. If that's what, you know, a couple of people is inviting to their bedroom, then, you know, this is what they need. I think besides that, really like not placing any high vibe crystals next to your, like, especially on your bedside table, because when you think of your body, when it lays down in bed, usually the bedside table is like right next to your head. So it's directly aligned with the crown chakra. And that can be like a bit, you know, a bit high vibe. So, like, maybe some random dreams start coming through, or like you wake up. But I would say that actually besides that, there is no really like any specific placement of crystals, like whatever looks good, whatever feels good. And from my experience and from hearing stories from our clients, they usually know exactly where to put that crystal. Like, you put it there and it kind of tells you like, oh, do I want to be here or do I want to be somewhere else? So then you can always, you know, change it to another spot. But I actually sleep with my crystals. Like,
wow.
I actually like just take them with me because I don't have a bedside table. So I just like hold it in my hand and I literally wake up in the middle of the night having very, very lucid dreams. It's like journeys, really. I journey in my dreams and I wake up to the sensation of the crystal just being hot, like really hot in my hand. And interestingly enough, I don't let go. Like in my early days when I started sleeping with crystals, I'd wake up and the crystal would be like on the other side of the room. And I'm like, how the hell did I get there? Like, what's going on?
Oh my
like,
gosh. Yeah,
so strange. And I'm pretty sure I'm not throwing crystals around. So
yeah.
I don't know. It was very interesting. They seem to be moving very like independently around. But lately I have noticed that if I sleep with a crystal, I just hold it and I wake up and I'm still holding it like throughout the entire night. It's like glued to me literally. Oh, I wake up sometimes and Jason's holding it instead of me. It's kind of made its way to him.
That is so funny. Okay, well, I find that is so interesting because, first of all, like, I feel like I drop it. I feel like I just let it go and it would just kind of be lost within the Duna Sea. But then it's so cool that you guys hold it. Like, that fascinates me, that even when you're sleeping, you know, it's almost like that you have that connection with that crystal. Just out of curiosity, which crystals do you take to go to sleep that you have seen you've had some interesting dreams with? Because I really want to try this now.
I sleep with just random crystals that I feel really drawn to. There is not a specific type that I choose. I literally just feel it out before I go to bed, or if there's been something happening like during the day and I was holding a particular type of crystal and that crystal tells me, oh, maybe we can sleep together, I just take it with me. You know, I don't really pay too much attention, to be honest.
Okay, this is so cool. I definitely want to do this because now that I think about it, I did used to have crystals like by my bed and I did have some really, really lucid dreams and I feel like it's really interesting. So I haven't done it for a while, so we can make this experiment where I'm going to try that tonight and see how it goes because I might just have this like crazy dream, be like, oh, crystals have vibrations, like, and really believe again. Not believe again, but just like reconnect.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so lastly, I wanted to ask you, what is one rare crystal that you think should get more attention?
Well, before we were talking about cavernsite, I was actually going to say cavernsite. It kind of like made its way to our conversation anyway. So in a sense, it's already getting more attention. And the reason for that is actually because cavernsite only comes from one place in the world, which is Pune in India. And wow. When you look at, you mentioned the very vibrant blue color. So if you try to take a photo of the crystal with a phone or a camera or any kind of digital device, the color is not going to come up the same. And the reason for that is because there is no technical code for this crystal, for this specific color, because it's so rare that it's just never been replicated by any digital device, which is absolutely blowing my mind out when I think of it. There's like literally the crystal looks completely different in the photo than it looks in a real life. So I found that really fascinating. And even the energy of this crystal is so different. Like the color is totally mesmerizing and it's really good, not just for the throat chakra, like we said before, but also creativity and creative expression, channeling that, you know, that creativity from the source and allowing it to just flow through the body like a vessel, you know. So I found cavernsite to be very cool tool to not just like speak my mind and speak my truth, but also creatively engage. And fun fact, we actually use cavernsite with Jason when we're having, you know, serious conversations and we want to like deliver some ideas to each other without interrupting. So we bring this cavernsite between us and only the person that holds the crystal is going to talk at the time. So if I'm holding a crystal, then I'm talking. And if he wants to get his word, then he needs to get the crystal. And that means that I don't have a word and I'm not going to interrupt him. So it's a beautiful way to like also work with that, you know, and just create a little bit more respect and compassion for even partners or whoever is communicating together.
Awesome. Eva, thank you so much for coming and joining us on the podcast. I feel like there are so many new things that I want to go and try with crystals. And I've got to be honest, like I haven't used crystals in such a long while, but I've been so passionate about them, you know, earlier on in my business. And I feel so much more inspired to go back and, you know, have a look at my crystals again and see how I can incorporate them back into my routines and that sort of thing. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so glad that I got a chance to deliver a few new ideas, perhaps to someone.
Amazing. Where can the girls find you guys and your store? Because you guys ship internationally, don't you? And I always get questions of where should I buy crystals from? So where can they find your website, etc.?
So anyone can find us on www.zalacrystals.com or Instagram with the hash.
With the at sign? It's okay. We'll link it below. Yeah. we'll make
it's just
it
Instagram.
Yeah, Zalah crystals, right? Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. You guys have to go follow them because I have never seen such beautifully taken photos for each of your crystals. And yeah, like we said before, you guys sustainably source them, it's ethically sourced, etc. So I'm all about what you guys do. It's so incredible.
Thank you so much for your support. It really means a lot to us.
Okay, girls, so I hope that you enjoyed this interview with Eva. If you did enjoy it, make sure to take a screenshot of this episode and post it to your Instagram stories and tag both Eva and I. Her account is just at Zala Crystals, Zalah Crystals, and mine is just at Kimberly Wanya. Have an amazing rest of your week. I will speak to you in our next episode. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you are a regular listener, I would so love if you could leave me an iTunes review. For more manifestation secrets and real-time updates, come follow me on Instagram at Kimberly Wenya. Until next time, big love, Kimberly.